let's get to it. Just believe. Just believe. Just believe.
In an ever-changing world, Life Changes Network presents the authentically entertaining voice of truth and inspiration. This is Life Changes with Filippo, with the always unforgettable, ever insightful conversations that captivate our fascination and insatiability for the inspiring moments of real life journeys, as we, as one, strive for higher planes of existence and a better understanding of our true selves and the world in which we live. Always remembering, life changes. This is radio like you've never felt before. Good for all and all for good. And now your host, the MC, the master of change, Filippo Voltaggio.
Well, welcome to Life Changes with Filippo, and today, talk about life changes. Today's going to change my life. I just know it, because these guys are so funny. I've had the pleasure of sitting here with all four of them, just laughing my head off already, and we hadn't even gotten started. We're talking about the Improv Comedy Podcast Theater. That's what's on today. It's a podcast parody series about the world's greatest black entertainment network. The cast consists of all African-American actors with credits from Mad TV and Saturday Night Live to The Boondocks and Reno 911 or 911. They perform regularly at the Groundlings Theater in Hollywood with the show called The Black Version. BTN, the Black Television Network, is a cross between CNN and BET. Blackout Television is set in the studios and offices of this fictional entertainment network. Like the Larry Sanders Show, it goes from being on the air to being behind the scenes and features exaggerated parody versions of television and radio personalities. And I'm laughing because I'm thinking of a couple of the skits that are my favorite already. Like Curb Your Enthusiasm, the show is largely improvised from outlines created by Shadow Stevens, who is director and performer, and Karen Maruyama
mm-hmm.
and the team. Thank you. Let's see. Morning Blackout is BTN's version of Good Morning America. It's a show for black Americans who love to get their party on first thing in the morning. Kind of like there's one skit that says it's too early to talk about your muffins, girl. Anyway, I'll have to find out who said that. KWLB, the soul of America, is BTN's radio station where television checks in to get, quote, the beat from the street. The morning show features the radio team Big Dickie Black, Two Tone, and Booty Stank. I can't even say this. Blackout Television is recorded at the Rick D Studios in Los Angeles. So when we come back, Mark's laughing, looking at me, doing this. And when we come back, we're going to be talking to Jordan Black, Gary Anthony Williams, and Phil Lamar of Blackout.
Phil's here in spirit.
Danielle.
I'll do Phil.
Gaither's here in spirit.
And Karen is
in here in spirit. But we do have Cedric Yarbrough, and we do have the Shadow Stevens in the house when we come back here on Life Changes with Filippo out of the Rick D Studios.
True performance takes more than just working out. Every day we demand more from our body. But what does your body demand? Hunger is not your body's call for empty calories. It's your body asking for nutrients it's lacking. It's time to reward your body with Boku Superfood, made from the world's finest organic ingredients, vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and essential trace nutrients, all developed naturally and organically from nature's most nutrient-dense foods. Boku Superfood is quite possibly the best thing you can feed your body. So listen to your body. Reward it with pure, raw, beautiful food. Boku Superfood.
Clean water is not enough. Reverse osmosis, distilled water, and most bottled waters are devoid of naturally occurring minerals. They are acidic, unstructured, and hard to absorb, and rob minerals from the body. IonWay's ionizers produce a super abundant supply of powerful antioxidants in each glass. Ionized water has a reduced molecular cluster size and a negative charge, hydrating you up to 6 times better. Water from an IonWay's ionizer will help you restore your body to its natural pH balance, boosting your vitality. And ionized water more effectively flushes acidic toxins from within your body. Drink the healthiest water available today. IonWay's water systems, their water changes everything. To learn more about IonWay's water systems and how you can own one today, visit our website at lifechangeswithfilippo.com and click on our sponsor page. You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with your host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can visit us online via Twitter and Facebook and at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.
Okay, you know, so when Shadow sent me the show, he's like, you got to listen to this. And then I listened to it and sent it on saying, the other people, you got to listen to this. Interestingly enough, the first, I related. I related with these guys. And I was trying to think, how am I relating? Because I'm not black. And then it you know, and some of the humor I didn't get, but I laughed anyways because it's like they got it. And it's like there's something there that's making, you know, that's making them laugh, and I'm wanting to laugh with them. So I'm understanding things that I wasn't understanding before. So I was trying to figure this out, and I thought, I have had people come up to me after my Italian shows and say to me, wow, that reminded me of my experience. And I'd look at these people, and they were obviously like Chinese or Mexican or something, and I'd say, at the time, I'd say, how can you relate? Like, you know, I'm saying words that you definitely wouldn't use. And I'm talking about stories that definitely didn't happen to you guys. And they would say, but something like that happened to me. Like, it's not the same words. We make up and mix up different words, but it's still mixing up words. And then our experience growing up in our little Mexican community or our little Chinese community or whatever is different from your experience growing up in your little Italian American community. But it's still an experience of growing up in this little community. And so we relate on that level. And all of a sudden, I felt closer to these people. And obviously, they felt closer to me just because we related on something that was completely different and yet on some level really the same. So I'm listening.
Now, I didn't understand a word you just said. I just
No, come on. No, no. Now, just wait till these guys come on because I know they got me. They got me. See, maybe because they black. And you're Norwegian.
Yeah,
Norwegian wife.
I'm not black. No.
And so, but Mark, I mean, come on, back me up here.
Listen, the one thing is we all relate because we're all alive, right?
Ooh.
And that's what it's about. And we get our life changes. We get our life changing party on every morning.
So. That's deep. Wow. Okay. Well, okay. That's profound, I guess.
My hair is standing.
Is that it?
Yeah. Yeah, that's it. I'm done.
I feel like I need to stand up and salute that. All right. Well, thank you. Well, thank you for that. Well, with that, then we can move on then to these guys. Let me actually tell you a little bit about them. First of all, hey, should I do this in any particular order? Is anybody?
We'll judge you on the order.
Yeah. Because
the one you do first is obviously the person you care about the most.
Yeah,
so we'll be judging.
You're going to make a mistake. So just do it.
Then I'm going to start with Phil Lamar, who's not here.
That's a wise choice.
Because I like his name. Filippo is Phil in Italian. Mm-hmm. So anyway, but no, since he's not here. You know what? If you all go to Blackout Television, and back me up on this, because if you go to blackouttelevision.com, you'll see the cast. And the cast is in this order. All right? So we're going to start with the order at blackouttelevision.com.
Very safe.
Smart of me, right? Okay.
Yes, so
gotta be smart. Jordan Black is on the show.
It is. The order on the website is sexiness first. Let's just say that.
That was Jordan Black, and he has been
humble Jordan Black.
On lots of series, actually, and he's been a series regular on such shows as Punked, Halfway Home, MTV's The Lyricist Lounge Show, the WB's On the Spot, and E's Star Dates. Were you the
I was the host driver. You don't want to get into
Okay. His voice has been heard on South Park, and he's been seen and heard on True Jackson VP, How I Met Your Mother. Should that be How I Met Your Mama?
That's the black version.
Okay, that's coming. All right, Mark's looking at me shocked. Like, where is Felipe going to go?
I've been waiting all morning to see this happen.
Up in here.
Well, I know. You know what? I sat and watched these guys and heard them record the show before we got to do this here together. And I just, on top of having heard your other two shows, so I feel like I know you. I've been laughing right along with you guys, and you can't wait till I get to hear the finalized version, because I know you guys put sounds and anyway.
No, they don't need anything.
They don't need anything, but they do it. The Tonight Show, Jimmy Kimmel Live. Are we done with Jordan?
Yeah, that's plenty.
I think that's more work than he's ever done. I can't imagine he's actually
done. You've never seen me do anything.
Wait, I got Headcase and Mad TV.
No, let's not.
Well, who you're hearing there, that's Gary Anthony Williams.
Hey.
Now, look, my credits on there are expansive, so feel free to choose 16, 18 of your favorites. Just expansive.
Again, I'm going with the order, and the order says that Gary has been seen in the films The Internship.
Oh, that's in your theaters right now.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, you can see that right now.
Oh, so he hasn't been seen, but you can see
him. No, you can see it right now.
Okay.
You can leave.
Well, I haven't seen you yet.
You could take this show right now to the theater while you're watching the theater. Yeah, listen to this as you're watching that movie right now.
That's The Internship. Yeah. And The Factory. I'm going to go see it now. And The Factory.
It's on Netflix right now. I gently rape someone in that movie.
Oh.
It's not a bad rape. It's very gentle.
Oh.
It really is. I'm serious.
With John Cusack.
Yeah.
He wasn't the one.
No.
Okay. This fall, he'll be in. This is all new stuff. This fall, he'll be in the new Whose Line Is It Anyway? Oh, cool. Mm-hmm. With what's his name? And the other
Wayne and Wayne and Colin and Ryan.
And he currently recurs as Lester on The Soul Man and a newsman Dave Davidson on Raising Hope.
Yeah.
Is that enough?
That's plenty.
You're also on How I Met Your Mama.
Yeah, man.
Desperate Housewife, Happy Ending. Well, look at this. Reno 911. Okay, so speaking of Reno 911, we've got Cedric Yarborough.
Cedric.
Cedric.
He'll hit
shit.
You.
It's okay, Felipe.
Oh, no.
I'm going to get some mileage out of that one.
No. You must see how he feels now,
that,
Felipe.
That doesn't happen.
That never happens.
No, it doesn't. Because, you know, because Italians, the vowel at the end, that distinguishes whether it's
female or male.
Oh, yeah. But same thing with Cedric and Cedric.
Yeah.
Cedric is female.
Always.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
It's well known.
All right. So to read Cedric's bio, I'm going to go to theblackversion.com, which you'll also find these guys on, because that's a little bit more up to date. So there it's spelled correctly, Cedric, by the way, Yarbrough's. Television credits include Comedy Central's hit series, as you can see, he's a very funny man. Reno 911, Adult Swim's hit series, The Boondocks. And guest appearances on Curb Your Enthusiasm and Bones. And some of his film credits, since we included some of the others, include The 40-Year-Old Virgin, Four Christmases, and Black Dynamite.
He's from Minnesota. Am I right?
I am.
You too.
What about Beverly Hills Chihuahua? You left that out.
Yeah, there's three. He is not
in Beverly Hills Chihuahua. He's in Beverly Hills Chihuahua 3.
Yes. I'm sorry.
The third one.
There's Beverly Hills Chihuahua, the classic, with the real dog, the original dog, the cute, you know. That's the one I grew up with.
Yeah, but the Beverly Hills 3 is the one with
the fake dog. But I would say it's the best because it's 3. It keeps getting better.
Of course.
Every movie, if you have another version
of that
movie.
I don't like things when they're better.
But here's the thing. Okay. You guys never knew this about the Beverly Hills Chihuahua franchise, is that, like Star Wars, they started 3 first.
Oh, okay. And this then worked their way.
But they never showed it.
Oh,
until
okay.
The, okay, but here's
like a
the thing.
So Beverly Hills 3 is actually the original.
Wow. Yeah, but here's the thing. I didn't finish with the introductions.
Oh.
Oh, there's more?
There's Shadow Stevens.
Shadow!
Oh, yeah, and I won't go because that list.
Legendary.
That's one long list.
Shadow.
And though he says this is all about you guys, I just at least have to give a shout out. Host to some of the most successful and widely syndicated radio shows in the world, like American Top 40, broadcast in 120 countries to an estimated 1 billion listeners every week. And he became one of the most recognized voices in the world. And, of course, you've recognized him already. Talk about lists. Dave's World.
Wow.
Harry Andrew, Loose Cannon, Hollywood Squares. Okay.
Wait, may I ask them about Hollywood Squares? Were you center square in Hollywood Squares?
No, I was right below Joan Rivers. So I was at the bottom center of
bottom.
All of
it. Yeah. So if you look,
if
up,
I look up, I would
you
see.
You can see under Joan's.
Yes, exactly.
Her undercarriage.
Yeah. Wow. I had a love scene with her on the beach.
Oh. I did. Okay. Was it planned or that just
it was a bit. You know, was it from here to eternity? It was Joan and me on the beach rolling in the sand, and between each take, she would do a little shot of Banaka.
Oh, good. I appreciate that, though.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
She's very
kind.
When
I asked him the same question,
did he give you a totally different answer?
He got pissed.
Oh, really?
He said, no, I wasn't in the middle square. Like, I hadn't been watching the show. It's like, you know,
I was at the foundation.
That's what he said.
I got to tell you, I'm still visualizing you and Joan on the beach. Even though this is radio, I see it vividly.
Yeah. Cedric, I don't mean to direct you here, but what would be a great line right now? Like, but how do you
but
say
but how?
Oh, but how though?
Right.
Yeah. But how though?
Oh,
yeah,
uh oh.
Oh,
so we're going to the visual.
Yeah, no, this is Joan.
Joan and Shadow. Well, Cedric, Cedric loves to see sexy white people make love.
That's his thing.
That's my MO. Mm-hmm. I've always enjoyed that. Mm-hmm. Always.
That's what he does. That's what makes Cedric Cedric.
And he won't watch black people make love because he said it always makes him feel like, well, that should be me in that end.
Right. Right. But seeing Joan and Shadow, I don't believe I should be there.
Well, I think that's for them.
Banaka or no Banaka.
That's for them.
And so for those of you listening, you just got a taste of black television radio right there. It certainly wasn't Life Changes, just so that I put it out there. I guess it would be if you're having sex with Joan Rivers. Wait, is this Joan Rivers then? Or not? Anyway, so I guess it doesn't make a difference.
He confuses me.
All right. So I want to get into more of all of this. But I have to ask, I'm curious, how did you all get into comedy? Is it?
Sure, go ahead, Jordan.
For me...
You all are in comedy, right?
Yeah. For me, I feel like it was by accident. I always wanted to be an actor, and I always thought I was going to be a dramatic actor when I was a little kid. That was my goal. Like, I watched all these dramatic movies, and I saw myself as the leading man. But at school, I was a class clown, but I never... I never associated it to because I'm not going to be myself in movies because I'm an actor, so I'm going to be an actor.
Right.
And then when I got to L.A., I just randomly auditioned for an improv troupe at one point and saw that I was getting a good reaction. I seemed to have a nice pair of balls.
Pants too.
No, I saw that I had a natural
repartee.
Affinity for it or whatever. It came to me naturally. So I started pursuing that as well, and then it just sort of grew from there.
He was talking about basketballs, right?
I think he was.
Yeah, I have two really, really good. They're Wilsons, and they're really good.
Polished.
Mm-hmm.
How about you, Gary? How'd you fall?
Thanks for asking me that, guy. Yeah. I came from a huge family. I have 6 sisters, 2 brothers, and I'm probably the least funny person in my family. But when I was in high school, so everybody was always just out doing each other with stupid, tearing each other down, which is what you do in a big family. Mm. But when I was in high school, I signed up for an acting class to learn how to run lights and stuff, but not an acting class, but like a theater class. But it put me in an acting class, and I was too lazy to get out of it. So that's when I started acting. And then later I tried improv in college, but the guy who was teaching me told me, improv is not for you. It's not something you should do. Like, he literally told John Forrest Ferguson, you dick.
Well, no, but thank you, because that. What
but,
happened?
No, but because that gives me fuel. Anytime somebody tells me what I can't do,
there it is.
That gives me fuel right there.
There it is.
Right.
So you Gary.
He
gave you fuel, so he did his job. So thank you to him.
Yeah. Well, no, screw you for saying that, but I'm happy that I'm where I am.
Right.
If it wasn't for him, you'd be nowhere right
no,
now.
No, really.
No.
I mean,
no, screw
you'd be
him
doing
for
the
saying
lights.
That, but absolutely.
Maybe he was motivating you because he knew your personality
but
type.
But truth is, I might be the happiest guy doing the lights in the history of lights. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, you have a,
could
you,
be.
Or you might be a terrible improviser.
Right. But at the same time, I am more, hey, it does not bother me when people say you can't do this or you can't do that. I love that. Go ahead and tell me that and watch and see what happens.
Well, Cedric, yes. What can't you do?
What can't I
no,
do?
No. I did. Oh, you know, how'd you get into comedy?
I got into comedy. I got into, I always wanted to act and then started, I went to college, University of Minnesota for theater.
Huh?
And did a lot of drama. A lot of musical theater, and graduated, and then I wanted to bring more to auditions. So I started taking improv classes to be able to think more off the top of my head, and it was just natural. Yeah, and then I think I'm naturally a shy person, and so improv kind of just made me opened it up a little bit more, and just was I was able to kind of worked that out and then moved out to Los Angeles and boom.
Wow. So Gary agreed with that. Are you both still kind of shy?
I'm very shy. Like, I definitely cover up my shyness with
comedy.
I feel like I grew up, I was very shy growing up, and even though I love to perform, but I feel like I broke out of that as I got older. I started to like force myself to try not to be shy.
Yeah. I still force myself. Mm-hmm. Like, I would easily go to a party and not say anything.
Oh, I'm still.
So
that
I
way.
Make myself go to parties.
Wow. I avoid going to parties.
So you still are shy.
Yeah.
The three of us do a live show at the Groundlings Theater now.
Right.
And
in Hollywood,
In Hollywood. And I'm extremely shy before the show. It's a scary thing. But I know that these guys are going to have my back. And I got their back, and we just muddled through it. Yeah,
but you guys are very recognizable. I mean, so people see you, they want a picture with you, or they want to tell you, I loved you in this movie or that movie. And how does that feel if you're shy?
Gary handles that better than any person I've ever met in my entire life.
He's like, get out of my face.
No, he handles it. He's like, come bring it. Like, he makes them feel great.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And I don't know how to handle it.
And it's funny because Jordan and I have a lot of conversations
about
things. Yeah, but I think I figured it out last night, literally. I always see myself as an extra in a movie. Like, I always feel like I'm the background.
Like,
guy.
Your life is a movie and you're the extra?
I definitely.
No, when you're working, you mean.
Yeah, I definitely feel closer to those people than I do the big, even if I'm one of the leads in a movie.
Yeah.
I feel closer hanging out with the background people or the extras than I do with the
Vince
other leads.
Vaughn or Owen.
Why do you think that is, Gary?
I just see myself as that dude. I just see myself as just that regular guy. And I don't want to be that. I don't want to be that
Why
other
not?
Guy.
This is cool. Why not?
Probably because I don't. If I want that kind of attention on myself, I'd rather bring it to my. I don't want that kind of attention just thrown on myself. And I feel. I like to dress like a bum. I feel comfortable just walking around just like I want. I admire how Cedric can look sharp any day of the week. It's like, I can't go through that to look like
maybe he doesn't have to go through that. Maybe that's just natural for him.
Probably
Cedric,
so.
How hard do you work in the morning to look like
I
that?
I don't.
He just throws that on.
You're never going to see
Cedric dressed like I am on a given day. You're not going to see it.
And of course,
he takes a shower dressed in a suit.
Of course, Jordan says he's the sexiest one here. So
I didn't say it. No, I didn't.
No, I heard that.
The list was put together, sexiest person. I did not put that list
together.
I believe Shadow put that list
together.
We can could argue about that. We could argue about that during the break.
I accept that mantle.
Humbly, of course. Of course.
So it's God. God gave me these gifts.
So, okay. So when we come, when we come back after we argue about, you know, during the break about who's sexy or whatever, and talk about more of Joan Rivers and Chato Stevens, since I can't get that out of my head. Let's talk about, you know, now what this all means to you, because Gary touched on something that's very life-changes-y as far as, you know, what the fame or what the, and I know you said something before the show, Jordan, that might come up or not. Anyways, so let's talk about what that fame means to you all and how you relate with life and people and what this is all doing. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Shadow, you say you don't understand me. Did that make sense?
No.
Yeah, okay. So I'll explain it during the break. We'll be right back here on Life Changes.
So many
Filippo,
words.
Live,
so many words.
Live from the Rick D Studios in Burbank.
Are you like many people who want to make positive changes and improvements in your life and in the world around you? Do you ever feel like there's something holding you back from achieving your true potential? Join Stefan and Shaylee Schifeidel with the Tad James Company, the world's largest NLP, coaching, timeline therapy, and hypnotherapy training institute. Get ready for a life-changing experience that will give you the tools to transform your life through positive change and will help you create the future you want now. Their training programs are designed to provide you with the revolutionary knowledge, skills, and techniques necessary to effectively create long-lasting and life-changing effects. Discover more about neuro-linguistic programming and timeline therapy at www.nlpcoaching.com or call 888-440-4823. That's 888-440-4823. You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with our host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as David Wilcock, Mariel Hemingway, Giorgio Tsoukalos, Marcy Shymoff, and Chato Stevens on our archive page at our website at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, FILIPPO.com. Remember, you can also connect with us via Twitter and Facebook, and now in our own community at lifechangesnetwork.com, where real people come together to share real life in real time. That's lifechangesnetwork.com.
And we're back on Life Changes with Filippo. We are talking to the cast and producer of Blackout Television. You can go to Blackout Television, just as it sounds, .com, and see what we're talking about. And actually, you could hear the show there. It's on iTunes. And it's going to be a lot more places, actually. I've gotten to enjoy these guys live, but also listening to their show, and that's why I was excited about being here with them. The show stars Karen Murayama. It stars Danielle Gaither and Phil Lamar and these three others who are with us today, Cedric Yarborough, we've got Gary Anthony Williams, and Jordan Black. See, I went the other way this time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, in reverse sexy.
Of course, yeah. And of course, we've got the producer here, Chato Stevens himself, and Mark Lejour, our co-host, is here as well, who can't get a word in edgewise, as you can see why. So Blackout Television is kind of like this, although normally nobody gets to talk this long before somebody interrupts them. So thank you. So before we went to a break, we talked, because you guys are real low-key. I mean, except when you're on the show. You're low-key. You're really nice guys. You're out there just living life. But people see you, especially maybe young black comedians, and they're like, oh, man, they're the stars of this and that. And Gary was saying, you know, he associates or feels more comfortable around regular people, maybe because they're just being regular, kind of like you guys. But you're stars. So can we talk on that?
I mean, for me, I have less credits than these guys, so I'm not as recognizable as they are. But there are times where, and I know that they have experiences. Well, maybe not Gary, because Gary really handles it really well. There are times where if I'm doing a show and after the show, someone says, "Oh, great job! I love that."
Mm-hmm.
if I'm, you know, if I'm at the supermarket and if I'm not in a good mood, that's really, and Shadow probably deals with this too. If I'm not in a really good mood.
Why is Shadow not in a good mood?
No, I'm saying, no, because Shadow's recognizable as well. Oh, okay. So, if I'm not really in a good mood, then sometimes I walk into places and I'll be like, oh God, please don't let anybody recognize me.
And sunglasses don't help, right?
But then I'll follow that up with, without always instantly follow that up with, wait a minute, Jordan.
Yeah.
You wanted to be an actor. You dreamt of people asking you for your autograph and all that. Then I'll take it right back and say, oh, no. If somebody recognizes, it's cool because that's what I wanted. I wanted to be an actor. So accept that.
And then someone recognizes you. What happens? You go, shit.
I'm always nice. I'm grateful if anybody recognizes anything I do because, you know, it's like I remember when no one cared.
So. Yeah. Cedric.
Yeah. No, I actually wanted to ask a question of Mark. How does it feel for you as a black man, when you recognized and you're in a bad mood?
It puts me in a good mood.
As a black man, it puts him in a good mood.
That usually us black men makes us angry. But Mark is the exception to the rule.
Yeah.
Because he's
also
white.
Different than most black men.
So he reversed.
He's very different from most black men.
That's what separates him.
Yeah, even
him
the skin color is different.
Yeah. Weird.
His whole culture does everything.
It's a whole thing. No, for me, it goes back to mood and also goes back to where I am. Like, if I'm in the bathroom, please leave me alone.
You know, that is weird. The guy who wants to shake your hand. That's a weird.
Now hear this.
It happens from time to time. It happens bathroom, location, and also city or state for me. People react to me in different ways. Like in L.A., they're used to people seeing people on television or in movies. Until later on in the evening, it's like, oh, man, I know it's 2 in the morning at a bar. And you're like, oh, dude, I just want to tell you I love you, man. It was so cool. In Vegas, they don't care. They just want to touch people. And
really?
Yeah. It's a different. And in Minneapolis, if I go back home, I'm Shaquille O'Neal out there. You know, it's weird. It's a different type of. But Los Angeles, they're just...
Wait, they think you're Shaquille O'Neal?
No, they know it's me, but they would react to me like I'm...
It's important.
A huge, giant...
Yeah.
Black human
7 foot...
Yeah.
And so how does that make you feel?
That makes me...
Because it's weird, isn't it?
It is strange. I've had some weird occurrences because they thought I was someone and... It's been odd. Usually it's very positive. A lot of times very positive. Mm-hmm. But it's those couple of bad times that have happened that I'm like, man, I need to be a hermit sometimes. You know?
I want to hear from Gary, but then I'm gonna add to that and say, what does it feel like? You want to be recognized and you don't get it.
I've never been in a case where I wanted to be recognized. Yeah. Not true. Like one time we were at Comic-Con, but like Cedric and I were down there with his show Black Dynamite, and there was we wanted to get into the zombie thing, that show.
The Walking Dead.
Yeah. Now normally if one of us walks up and they recognize your face and they go, okay, yeah, go
yeah,
ahead.
Yeah, y'all can go in. Yeah.
But this time it was so packed in there, they just didn't care who you were and you couldn't get in.
You didn't do you know who I am?
No.
Because
you should have to do is
I wasn't going
to
say
what
it.
You should have to do is go, all right, who are they mostly going to recognize here? All right, it's going to be Cedric, and let him go first and then everybody else gets to go in. This time they could have cared less. It could have been Mother Teresa walking in there curing a baby of AIDS at that time
from the dead,
and they would not have cared. So we literally had to sneak in. We had to, like, some guy goes in and he trades a ticket and he brings a ticket back. That's the only time I remember this. Like, oh man, we need to be recognized because I could care less. And Cedric knows this. I hate this. Any club that has a rope outside of it just is not for me. Because I'm always going to get dissed at those clubs anyway. So I don't even want to be there. Right. I don't want to be in that.
Well, because there's a look, right?
That it's just stupid to me that there's this division thing there that I gotta wait.
But it's a fire code, Gary. This is what you understand. They can't. They can only have so many people inside.
That's
so
not true.
If people leave out the back, then they let more people.
If I go there by myself, if I go there by myself, and I was like, oh, I gotta meet Cedric here, and he's already in the club. I'm never gonna get in there because they've said to me, oh yeah, I know who you are, but you know you can't get in. But if I walk up there with Cedric, they're automatically gonna go, oh shit, Reno 911, and we're in the door just like that. And I always go, I shouldn't be in that club. I shouldn't be in that club. That's how they're going to decide.
You know what, Cedric? I'm sorry. I've watched the show. I'm drawing a blank right now. You're not the one with the really hot shorts, are you?
No, I'm the black guy. Yeah, I'm the black guy.
Oh, you played the black guy in that one.
I'm the black guy in the show. No,
that was all of our careers. We're the black guy.
Yeah. No, that's played by Thomas Lennon.
Okay. I was playing with you anyway.
Yeah, not the black guy.
But yeah, if I wore the shorts. I did wear shorts once in that show.
I remember. That's the one I remember.
Good answer.
Okay, so you know this is kind of the thing. So remember what I was talking about during the monologue about people connecting. Mm-hmm. So I'm listening to a lot of your comedy and some of it. Okay. Help me with this, because some of it sounds like you're still dealing with having maybe grown up a certain way that you're making fun of some of the people you probably grew up with, right?
For sure, family, friends.
Definitely,
right?
It's so much for me. My comedy definitely comes from the stereotypical black experience, like the expectation. Because I grew up in a racially 50-50 small town, like half black. So I grew up around black and white. So there's no mystery to me about either culture.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I love stereotypes so much, because I know that they're not really based in anything real. And so I love to have fun with the idea that, oh, black people are just this one thing, and make fun of that, and shine a light on the fact that we're aware that there are people who think that this is all we are. So it's like fun to have someone listen to that and go like, oh, So they're making fun of that? I thought that's just what they were. So that's part of what I enjoy doing.
Ah.
I like to pick on people who deserve to be picked on. Oh. Like anybody who thinks they know more.
Like babies.
Like babies. You know what I'm saying? Crying and smelling good.
They think they're all that.
Yeah. No, but anybody who thinks they deserve more than they do, whether that's some high-class lawyer or a high-class doctor or just some regular guy who thinks he's better than somebody else. Those are the people that I like to
Okay, so a high-class lawyer or a high-class doctor, that's fine as long as they don't think they're all that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
But I'm never going to go pick on some homeless. I'm never going to do some character just about homeless guy.
I've listened to the show. I've listened to the show. So talk to me about that.
You've never heard me like take some guy who's down and out on his luck and just pick on him because he is.
Okay, maybe not
that. It's a big ego you're going after.
But I will. Yeah. I will.
You'll do that?
No.
Okay.
I like the dumb guy. I like the dumb. I really enjoy
this,
the guy who isn't very smart and thinks he's being smart, but he's really dumb, and I like awkward silences and awkward things that are happening.
He likes playing that dumb guy who's really dumb, and he plays it brilliantly. How dumb is he though? That's Cedric's thing. I would take that same dumb guy who's really dumb and then show something brilliant about that dumb guy who's really dumb. Because I cannot do what Cedric can do. He can take that dumb guy and make it so entertaining that I want to watch that dumb guy be
Gary,
stupid.
Gary, you can
all
be just
night.
As dumb as Cedric.
I
want to
be.
It.
I can't
you
be as dumb as Cedric.
You give.
The doctors they split me open. They said physically I can't be
that. Not giving yourself enough credit.
Not either, dude.
I want to be.
I've seen you be dumber than Cedric many times.
Okay, so who's dumb and who's dumber? What I'm hearing is that people who are acting like they're something that they're not.
Mm-hmm.
Is what we like to pick
well,
on.
Well, that's me. Yeah. That's my
Well, both of you,
thing.
You and Cedric, for sure.
No, but Cedric, Cedric has this thing of being able to take a really dumb guy and make it joyful.
The dumb guy who thinks he's smart and actually trying to say something, right, Cedric?
Yes, And no, well, because we did, we were talking about, it was one of those episodes we were talking about, Charles Ramsey. Mm-hmm.
That's the guy who,
rescued the women in Ohio.
Right,
women.
Right, I heard that.
Rescued the women. And he thought he was very smart.
Right.
He thought he had very smart words that he could, you know,
indubitably.
Did he really indubitably use that?
I don't think so.
But he used
But it's my interpretation of Charles Ramsey.
Which is comedy.
You know, and that, I caught him saying something, but it didn't look like he actually knew what that word meant. And so I was like, well, that's his thing.
I'm going to click to that.
Like, I do an impression of Gary.
Yeah, he does me.
Oh, he does really?
It makes me mad and happy at the same time.
Because it's not Gary at all, but Gary does a certain thing, and I've latched on to it.
What is that certain thing? I'm just
sometimes
curious.
Gary will close his eyes. He will close his eyes, and he does a lot of So I'll bring out a Gary and be like that. And it's not necessarily Gary all the time,
but
I've caught him do that, and now that's Gary for me.
And then more people than not go, oh, man, I love when Cedric does you.
Yeah.
Like, they want him to do... And they want him to do me all the time.
He's going to become even more famous.
He's
doing
more
you.
Me than me, yeah.
Well, you, actually, before the show, you did Mark Legere.
Oh, I was straight up Mark Legere.
Yeah, you nailed it. We thought Mark was here.
I called several of his creditors as Mark Legere.
You
old
said his
girlfriends.
Exes. Yeah, okay.
Everything. Everything where I could get him in trouble, I made those calls.
Cedric also does a great Bill Cosby.
Yes.
Yeah.
Really?
That's terrific.
I've been able to do it.
So, Cedric, you should do some. He and Phil Lamar and Danielle Gaither, who's not here to an extent, they can really do
impressions.
Impressions.
Really?
Like, I do characters, like original, but they do both of those. They do original stuff and impressions that are just
Just so you all know, from now on, when we do Life Changes with Filippo, I'm going to be doing you all.
I want to hear you do Jordan.
I'm registering.
Jordan also does Cicely Tyson, by the way.
Yes, I do a very street Cicely Tyson.
I'm street
trained. I'm not school educated in
You're
my
Cicely Maya Angelou is also
Maya Angelou. I've heard that. And who's the one that says, I don't know what she's talking about? Who said that?
That was CJ, I think. I had that. That was CJ.
I never understand her. Can we have
a little of Dr. Maya Angelou? As the birds fly across the soaring skyline, we picture the spirit of the slave ancestors growing up into, and then it turns into Eartha Kitt.
Maya
Angelou really wants to be Eartha Kitt.
She's gonna punch you.
She really wants to be Eartha Kitt so bad.
Do some of that.
Yeah, Maya Angelou and Bill Cosby should have like a show.
They should. Yeah.
So Maya.
Yes, Dr. Bill.
So the thing that really really intrigues me about you,
thank you,
is
doctor.
That most of the things that you do is about birds.
Well, as you see, Bill, it's the bird, the spirit of the bird represents the soul of the African American who is soaring high above the sky and the mountains and looking over and saying, Oprah called me.
Wow. Yes. Now, when I was growing up in Philly, I had a pet bird named Scott. Now, Scott was
Bill,
a good friend
Bill,
of mine. And
Bill,
one time, yes,
Bill.
Yes.
Your mama called, and she said she's begging you not to do the Scott the bird story.
But I got to do the Scott bit. So I sat on Scott, okay? I didn't mean to sit on him, but the bird was there.
Bill. She's trying to tell you that PETA has a problem with you sitting on that bird. PETA, the people of ethical treatment of animals.
Oh, right? I remember PETA. He was a wonderful man.
No, I'm sorry. We're talking about PETA.
He led the African Americans during the march against the Klan.
This is why.
In Bucktooth, Alabama.
Okay.
I was there.
So Fat Albert came, and then
once again.
The bird.
Now the people for the ethical
Harry
treatment
Belafonte
of fat people
was there,
and
PETA Fonda. Yes, he led the way.
When I saw Shadow after I watched you guys do your stuff, about an hour ago now. I said, Shadow, how do you do it? He says, the hardest part is sitting in that room and not cracking up on
and sometimes it happens
on the microphone.
Oh, it happens with us. Like today, who cracked me up today? I can't remember. Somebody
probably,
cracked me up.
Well,
he turned his hat.
Oh, today. Oh no. Well,
yeah,
but he.
Well, there was a couple of moments.
We were talking about what was the eyes thing.
Oh yeah. General. Oh, don't generalize. I was trying to tell people not to generalize.
Uh-huh. Because your mama taught you.
Because my mama taught me, if you generalize, it makes a general out of your eyes. I'm trying to get that out.
The second part out.
Get it out.
He never, and he never got it out.
Yeah, I never got it out.
He
took over for me.
Yeah, I tried to take over.
You heard it on this show, so you finally got it out then.
Usually, if someone starts to say something and they stop in the middle of it and it's just silent, it's because they are laughing and trying to hold it back.
Yeah.
You'll be in the middle talking, blah, 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 and they're like,
somebody else has got to pick
up. Well,
let me just interrupt.
Yeah.
And that was what happened. I went to the Groundlings looking to do some kind of an improv thing, and I didn't know what it would be. And I ran into Karen, who I've known for a long time, and we reconnected. She said, no, you must see the black version. It's like far and away the most amazing thing you've ever seen. So I go see this thing, and I've never laughed harder in 10 years. I just went, I love these guys. They're brilliant. And Karen, do you think that they might want to do a podcast series doing something together? Because this is amazing.
Nice.
And it's been like that. I mean, they came in within 30 minutes of just hearing the ideas they were recording. And our first versions that you hear on Blackout Television is just this workshop, just trying stuff for the first time. It just worked, bam, right away. And that's the way it is.
Well, you can go to iTunes.
It's astonishing.
Or you can go to theblackversion.com, or you can go to blackouttelevision.com. You're going to find them, and you're going to laugh. And we have one more segment left, and I have no idea where it's going to go. I don't even know what I'm going to ask. I'm leaving it up to...
We'll take over the show.
Yeah. No, you haven't.
You're fine.
Sure, like you haven't.
I got some fresh ideas.
Okay.
Scott the Bird.
I got some recipes
the
I want to
Bird. I love that. All right. We'll be right back with the cast from Blackout Television here on Life Changes with Filippo right after this.
You guys.
Yo, how you doing?
Yeah. What is this, Robert De Niro now?
No, let's do all of Italian characters now, right?
Hey, you guys. Hey, over here. Hey, you put that microphone down.
Not for nothing.
You're a good kid, Filippo. Hey, take this. That's for you. Nice. You take
He's a
that.
Nice guy. I like that. Not for nothing.
Really?
Not for nothing.
Seriously, all right? Not for nothing?
Not for nothing.
This guy over here.
Hey, this guy. Hey. Hey, eat something. Hey, eat something. Hey, you're looking gaunt.
Mark's Italian-American, too.
Oh. Black Italian-American.
Oh, black. That's right. He's black.
There it is.
Black Irish.
Okay, we got to ask Mark a lot of black questions.
This whole segment dedicated to Mark.
Okay.
Black.
All right.
Mark.
Whole segment.
You ready for it,
Mark? Dedicated to Mark.
You ready? Because that sounds like the next segment.
Listen to these words. He would not be beat by forces too fierce for man, woman, or beast. As the going got tougher, his courage increased. It's a little story with a big message, a message that speaks to children of all ages. It's about believing in yourself, overcoming obstacles, and never giving up. It's been called a masterpiece, one of the finest children's books ever written, and a true children's classic. Shadow Stevens has been called Dr. Seuss for the 21st century. His big little book, The Big Galoot, is a story about bullying. Bullying has become an American epidemic, and The Big Galoot talks about it in a way that will touch the heart of a child of four and a grandfather of 104. It's the story of a little boy with size 42 hands, the biggest hands anyone has ever seen, and the kids laugh at him. Then the laughter turns mean. They mock him and trip him, and much worse. But throughout it all, Warren Galoot says, "I'm a galoot, but I have good luck. You can't get me down. I never give up." A second grader named Chandler said, "I thought it was the best funny book I have seen in my life." And we agree. Whoopi Goldberg said, "This is a great story. Bravo, Shadow." The Big Galoot is available now as an ebook exclusively on Kindle Fire on Amazon for only $3.98. We strongly urge you to get it for your children, your children's children, or as a gift to yourself. Its message speaks to all of us. Have good luck and never give up. Go to Amazon.com and search for The Big Galoot by Shadow Stevens.
We'll be right back. There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji. We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening. Someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized. It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention. It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to DorothyDonahue.com.
You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with your host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can visit us online via Twitter and Facebook and at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.
We're back here on Life Changes with Filippo, and there's a whole big different energy about our show today because we're, first of all, in the Rick D Studios out of Burbank. And actually, I posted something on Facebook about me and us and Shadow and the show and being in Rick D's. Check that out on my Facebook page at facebook.com/Filippo Voltaggio.
That's easy to spell.
Hey, yeah. Filippo. He got real Italian when he said his last name.
Hey, sure did.
Hey, he called me yesterday. I didn't know who it was.
He did say that.
Why is he doing that? Stop being so Italian.
Well, Cedric can say it.
You need to eat some.
This is America.
Yeah, Filippo, yeah, not for nothing. That guy, Filippo, is a really good guy. You know?
he's a good guy.
That Mark guy.
Nice guy. Mark's a nice black guy.
He's pretty quiet, but you know what they say. You know what they say?
The quiet black guy.
I'm asking. What do they say?
I don't know.
Do you know what they say?
What do they say? Somebody say it. What do they say?
Let's Google it. Let's Google what they say.
Still waters. That's what I was. Still waters.
Run dry.
Oh. Stink.
Sure, Filippo. Sure, it's your show. Go ahead.
No, I stink. That's not a good thing. So what are you talking about?
Stillwaters do stink, and they attract mosquitoes.
Yeah, they do. Okay.
Speaking of stink, there's a booty stank. Who's that?
Booty stank. He booty stank.
Me, Cedric. Yeah,
I'm Big Dicky Black. That's booty stank.
Okay, who's Dicky Black, Gary?
Hey, Big Dicky Black. Rewind it forward and take it back.
Big Dicky Black. And who's Two Tone? You.
Two-tone with the news and weather.
Jordan, the sexy one, just in case if you're looking at the website.
Yeah.
Look at the sexy picture and that's me.
On the air, we call that free-range radio. It's not the morning zoo. Right, because in zoo you
in a cage,
but this is free range radio.
We free
like chickens.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like chickens. We like chickens.
I didn't say that.
That was racist.
Filippo speaks the truth.
But you know what?
You guys are like
you guys like chickens too.
Cedric, you won the bet. I was like, when is Filippo first going to say his really racist thing? And
he was
like, the third segment. And I disagree.
I said it up top. I said it was going to come out on top.
I said it in the middle.
So I lost my mind.
Third segment. So you guys,
guess what? You owe me
chicken.
Hey, people don't know I'm black.
Mm-hmm. People don't know. They can't see your face.
Yeah,
they
can't see my
face. But Filippo is a self-hating black.
Yeah.
So.
What?
Yeah.
What? It's pretty clear to see.
With long curly hair.
Just like Greg Gumbel. Brian Gumbel likes being black, but his brother Greg hates it. He hates it.
I'm glad that we finally put that out on this podcast.
Yeah, Greg, if you are listening, call Jordan Black immediately. Mm-hmm. Let him talk to you about that.
Unfortunately, Filippo has been self-hating in the past, but not self-hating black, self-hating everything else. But now I'm free.
Because life changes.
Life changes.
See, here's, if I might say something about life changes.
You might see
that. Being from Minneapolis and coming out here and now like working with these people.
Who are you calling these people?
These people.
You know what I mean.
I'm talking about Mark and Filippo. These people. No, it's pretty ridiculous. Just that something that I was messing around with and then thought I could just be a theater actor. And then finally now
I'm doing stuff with Shadow Stevens.
Yeah. I mean, Shadow Stevens.
I grew with up with this guy.
Center it's, square on the
it's
bottom.
It's pretty, I mean, Shadow I've been back and like, wow.
Yeah. Crazy, cool. Right?
Yeah.
That is a good point.
Well, yeah, that is a really good point. And actually, I just mentioned Facebook, right? And Cedric, I'm going to mention this because you guys might touch on this. Gary, why are you giving me that face?
I want to hear what you got to say.
Okay.
Because if I don't agree with what you're saying, I'm going to turn your microphone on.
So I was saying how I'm driving here, right? This is a normal day for me in a sense. And I'm driving here and I'm going to do this show and I've got all these things on my mind. I got this to do afterwards and that to do afterwards. And I start circling the block here as I'm looking for parking. And I'm like, oh, there's the structure. And I thought, wait a minute, I've been here before. And then I remembered like 10 years ago or 20 years ago, I was looking for this building because I was auditioning in this building for a show, hoping to get noticed, hoping to get something on TV, hoping to get something on radio, hoping someone would notice me, right? And
10 years ago.
Take us back.
A young
and I'm like, hold on. Hold on.
Yeah, he right? said it black. He got real black when he was driving
really
around.
He was really black.
Looking
when
for that parking so space.
Black. When you're looking for a parking space, you can't black. Find one, you get real black.
They get black, don't they?
Hold on.
They get black when they look for that parking space.
Hold on.
He get black when he look for that parking, don't
they? I thought you was pulling up.
So I said, Holt, we actually share a lot of friends in common. We'll have to talk about that afterwards. And I thought, wait a minute. It's not sometimes that our dreams don't come true. It's sometimes we forget what our dreams were.
Yeah.
Oh, chills.
Mm-hmm.
The chills.
And so here I am, and I wrote this with Shadow Stevens, a man that I call a friend. Now, he doesn't know who I am when I call him, but I call him my friend. Mm-hmm. Well, maybe because I say Filippo Voltaggio. He's like, who? And I'm sitting here with all you guys and my friend Mark and Dorothy, and we're having a great time in Rick D's frickin' studio. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking this is like a frickin' normal day.
Rick D's does not know we're here, and we don't have permission.
Yeah, so, and it would be better when we mention where we are if we didn't say Rick D's studio.
What should we say?
I don't want him to find
something
out.
Because the second he knows it, he's getting us out of here. Rick don't play.
What happened was I found a key fob outside, and I've been using it to get us in here. And
this all started with a nice story.
It still is a nice story. He found a key fob. It's a very nice
story. Ends with a key fob.
I know, but I just want to say same, similar to what Cedric said. Like I grew up listening to Shadow Stevens on the radio, so it is really nice when you get to meet people that you admired growing up and whose career you have watched your whole life.
And they're nice guys.
And they're super nice guys. Yeah. And then they like you. That's even better when they like you. It's you know, you can't ask for more than that.
And they think you're hot stuff.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, you could ask for more. You could ask if Rick D's would actually let us in.
Yeah.
With permission.
With the key.
Right. Yeah. Because I grew up on Rick D's too, but
so that's
whatever.
A little bit more.
He has not shown that he likes
He's not going to give us. No. He's not going to give us I don't entrance think he likes into me. This building. No. That's no. clear. No.
What do you have to say about Rick D's?
With that? Not with Rick D's, but...
You're about to say something touching.
To me, no, probably not, because I have no idea what I'm about to say. But that whole fact of absolutely, I'm not trying to be this guy, but I grew up like seriously dirt poor, like crazy. And the idea of being able to do this wasn't even a possibility, but it's so stupid and fun to me now, just the fact that I met both of these guys and doing the absolute funnest show in Los Angeles with, I couldn't even think of
anybody. And the blackest.
And the blackest show with the blackest people in Los Angeles and the white guy Shadow. He's not that white to be
Norwegian.
Honest with you. He really isn't that white.
He's
Nordic
past
white. Nordic white.
But it's so stupid every day. And I'm guessing it's that way for you too, Mark and Felipe. It's so stupid that we get to do this fun thing. And I don't often go, oh man, I just did that show with those. I don't often sit back and think about it because it's such a mind trip to me that we actually get to do what we want to do. And that's just a cool thing.
And it brings you joy.
Absolute joy. Yeah. Absolute joy.
For me, one of the greatest things about working with these guys, like with the black version and all that, is I get to work particularly, you know, with this cast of people who I admire, all of them and their work, even before we ever did this black version show, I always admire them. So it is such a joy to me on Monday nights when we get together. Mm-hmm. Just we don't even have to do the show, just to hang out with them backstage or go out to dinner afterwards. Yeah. That is the joy for me, is that I get to be friends with these amazingly talented people, and then the fact that we get to go on stage and just do what we would do anyway, whether there was an audience there or not. We would just act a fool, basically.
Yeah, but then it was like when Shadow was there, and it was like, hey, y'all know Shadow Stevens is in the audience. This is before we even met. It's Shadow Stevens is out there. And there's not a way that one of us didn't grow up like as a fan of Shadow Stevens, you know. It really is cool, and I'm not just saying that to blow sunshine in his ass.
You know, this,
but like, it's great.
This brings it full circle to the story you started, because this is how Life Changes came together. We talked about wanting Dorothy and Filippo and myself to be able to have these conversations with real people, get behind under the covers a little bit, you know, behind the scenes a little bit in their lives, have fun, be real, you know, not projecting anything. And we talked about having Shadow in the room with us, and here we are, realizing a dream and having some fun.
I talked about you guys, by the way. I said I wanted you guys.
I like yours better.
And that came true.
As you're driving around looking for parking 10 years ago.
But I like the blow sunshine up
I like that too.
Oh, sunshine up Shadow.
I will not forget that phrase.
Actually, that's the name of Shadow's memoir, Blowing Sunshine Up Shadow. So you should go out and get that. Or you can get the ebook.
Mark says, get under the covers, and my mind went straight to Shadow and Joan Rivers.
I could not go there. My mind never left there.
So when you're talking about this, doing this crazy, stupid, funny show, you're talking obviously about this one, Blackout Television, and you can find out about it at blackouttelevision.com. And you're also talking about the black version, where you can find out at blackversion.com. Mm-hmm. And if you're local, or if you're not local, come into town, you can go to the
black version at the Groundlings on Monday nights. It's usually the second and fourth Monday nights of the month. But, you know, you can go to the website and see the schedule and get tickets and all that stuff.
But the black version, the live show, is basically usually we get a white bread film from the audience, like 16 Candles or Princess Bride or Silence
Titanic,
of the Lambs or Titanic. Mm-hmm. And the audience votes on what show, what movie they want to see. And then we improvise the black version of that film.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
They did Psycho, the last one.
That was called
Cray. Notebook.
Cray. And you improvise right there.
Yeah, it's all improvised. Right. It's all improvised. Yeah.
Well, including music, by the way, with verses and choruses and raps.
It's
breathtaking to watch and so funny.
Well, I think so. This show that we're taping right now is going to be played on Monday night. Mm-hmm. So that means that I'm freed up to come see the show.
Yeah. Oh, great.
Which is actually the day before my birthday, so it's going to be my birthday show. So
will we be in conflict with our own selves then?
Well, I think, what time will this show be airing
at
that we're
7.
Doing right now?
Uh-oh.
We have time. We have time to listen to ourselves and then be ourselves.
And watch yourself on movies.
And watch ourselves.
On different movies that you're all in, or TV shows. You know, when we come back, normally Mark and I have a rap session. Oh, excuse me.
It's not offensive.
Yeah, okay.
It's okay.
You can say rap.
I don't know what to say anymore.
Say chicken and you can't say water.
You guys are picking on me.
That's the only two words you can't
say.
Why
is everybody always picking on me? All right, so when we come back, Mark and I are going to rap WRAP, but I have a feeling we can't keep these guys quiet, and I'm glad about that because they deserve to be heard. It's just funny stuff. So we'll be right back here with the cast of Blackout Television and the producer here on Life Changes with Filippo, live from, can I say it?
Yeah. Go ahead.
Rick D Studios in Burbank.
We didn't really sneak in.
I really wish you didn't say that.
Are you achieving your highest potential? Do you know what that looks like? Louise Ashby Life Coaching makes it a mission to bring balance and abundance to every area of your life, giving you the opportunity to do and be all that you've dreamed. Anything is possible if you just believe. Contact author and motivational speaker Louise Ashby for your complimentary session and see if her individualized style is for you. You can email Louise at louiseashby.org. That's LOUISEASHBY.org, or telephone 323-592-5000. 3181. That's Louise at louiseashby.org or telephone 323-592-3181. Life Changes with Filippo is a premier radio show presented by Life Changes Network, which is a company whose team has dedicated their lives not only to positive change, but to helping others observe and embrace, honor, and even celebrate their own changes, thus enabling a more positive, inspired life and helping to create a more positive and inspired world. From everyday people to corporate giants, celebrities, and children, we are here to help and to serve. With heart and experience, we bring our message and positive intent into your home or corporate office and even through appearances on your favorite shows. If you wish to learn more about Life Changes Life Coaching and a private consultation with one of us, corporate event appearances, or if you would like us to appear on your radio or TV shows, visit lifechangeswithfilippo.com and click on our representation page.
Would you like to come back with a little musical interlude?
We would love that.
Okay, are you ready?
I like that. It was kind of too short, but I like it.
You need it again?
Yeah, let's have it again.
Okay.
Sweet up, sweet up, sweet.
Butter-boo.
Life changes.
It was longer.
That's yes, thank you. Thank you for making it longer. So, Mark.
Well done, Filippo. Watching you spar they has had been me, the joy.
They had me working. I've never worked so hard in my life. Gary says, you know, getting to do this stupid thing. It ain't stupid for me. I'm busting my sweat glands here.
Wow. I've never heard that.
You just coined a phrase.
Well, I'd never heard sunshine up. A shadow.
I feel I'm feeling inflated.
I got sunshine. So, you know, I mentioned just before the break that Monday's my birthday couple, you know.
And the day before.
I feel like I wanted something special for my birthday, but I didn't, you know, I never would have. This has been like a dream come true.
I was going to say, this is definitely a birthday present for you.
And, yeah. And,
but you know what's interesting is even more is because you are such a champion of improvisation and to be able to watch it in action, to participate in it. But it came up for me while I was watching and listening and having fun with you guys. You know, improvisation is life.
Yeah.
You know, that's what people
that
people
came
look
up
at
for
it
you?
Separately.
The fact that I have a whole workshop on that didn't.
But it came up to me listening to it is that it is. It's a part of everything we do. When we meet somebody new, we're we're improvising. And so it's exciting to think about the workshop and watch it in action and see the two come together.
And the fact that, you know, how they got into comedy, I mean, you know, like I just took a class to, you know, Gary was learning lighting and then he just like was too lazy to leave. He says, that's improv because it's like, you know, it's like, well, I don't believe that for a minute that he was too lazy to leave. Gary's shaking his head, going, oh yeah, but
it's true.
And Cedric, I mean, and this is just like, and of course the sexy one, Jordan, you know, which was all improv.
Sexy and humble.
And humble. It's just like, you know, improvisation, ironically, is what got them here.
Yeah, it got them here, but also being really, really talented. And from what I see, very, very real.
And,
you know, the idea, each of them had their moments and their stories of how they you know, how they find funny in things. But to me, what I was hearing is we're going after egos. We're going out of people that are being not authentic. Yeah. And it's just really picking apart the projection in life. Breaking it down. Getting to the real. And that's funny because, you know, there's a lot of acting going on in this world. And when you can kind of pick at that a little bit, it gets real. It gets real funny.
And it makes it like, you know, like people can look at it and say, I do that. And maybe, you know, they don't need to do it because they can see it on, you know, see these guys do it and like, well, that's funny. Well, you know, am I doing it for real or am I doing it to be funny or, you know, I think it, I don't, I, you know, now I'm back. I'm with Shadow. I have no idea what I just said.
Well, oh, were you talking?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I drifted off. I was on a bagel run.
You know, I'm gonna change lanes on us for a second.
Can I have one?
I'm gonna change lanes on us because on the way up here, I was thinking about the show, and I was thinking about something that I'm passionate about and what Life Changes deals with a lot. And for me, I was having a moment of saying, well, there's a bit of a disconnect here. So how do we address this and how do we talk about it? And I feel it now after having spent time in the room with these guys and the quality of people and the quality of talent. But I was thinking about the all blackness of the show. Mm. And here I am walking around trying to be a champion of unity, you know, working with content and trying to figure out how to bring people together and how to make things less black or less white. And yet respecting the individuality, the cultures, that, you know, and I started going through this dance in my head about the complexities of life in that way, but yet the beauty of being able to laugh about it. And so getting into the storylines that you were talking about, the way you guys approach humor, it really made it clear to me how in that box it becomes part of everything. Mm-hmm. You know, it kind of speaks to the that's why I was saying we're all connected because we're all alive, right? I mean, you really strip it down. It's
nice.
True. And so it was interesting how I kind of reconciled that while just being around these guys.
I think Jordan said it really well by saying that he grew up in a town where it was like half black and half white. And so he was very familiar with both cultures. It's kind of like the Italians in some communities and the Jews. And so you can't tell them apart. They both happen to be white, but in the case of what Jordan's talking about, he goes from doing Maya Angelou to who'd I say, Katharine Hepburn, and he's like, it's all the same. And it's like there's somebody black and somebody white, but it's all the same because she does this, she does that. It's like it's the character of the person, yeah. Right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's just like obviously it's not about the color of the skin, but I don't know if he knew, like he was saying that, or did you know? Of course you are.
I did not know that.
You're not.
But I say a lot of super intelligent things that I'm unaware of.
Okay.
All right. I have that same problem.
I'm sure. Yeah. But I do like what Mark said, like when you're talking about like, you know, unity. And, you know, it's like, well, you know, because some people do complain, like, well, why does it have to be all black this or whatever? But I think, like, if you really pay attention to what we're doing, and I know what my goal is I think it's good to get people talking about race because we don't talk about that really in this country in any comfortable way. And our show forces that issue. You come to see our comedy show. Mm-hmm. It's all racial. Mm-hmm. But it's done in a way that makes people feel like, oh, you can talk about this. And some of the stuff that we're so uncomfortable with is kind of really stupid. So, but when you bring it out in this comedic way, it gets people talking about, you know, what the cultural differences are and what the cultural similarities are in a very comfortable way without it feeling like now it's time for us to talk about the problems of race.
And break for a racial moment.
The
beauty of it, too, is like the audience of our live show, and hopefully it's the same with this one, is such a nice mixture of people. You know, it's not an all black. It's not even a 50% black audience on any given night. It's such a big mixture of our population. Mm-hmm. One night we had this huge, like, couple of huge Asian groups there. And we were like, what? Did somebody invite the Asians tonight? And it was like, no, it's such a great cross section of the whole the whole population. And there for that one night getting to kind of experience. That experience, a view of the world through these characters' eyes that we have created. By no means is it a black show or a white show. Mm. It is done by black people, but it's definitely for everybody.
And that's why we call it the black version of any given movie, but it really is our version of it. It's just what our interpretation of it is. And yes, there are black elements to it, but when you see it, like, okay, that's just funny,
but
you know,
and
it's just
and
really, really good.
And there's also that thing that is great to me of like my kids, he's black and white, and
that's not possible. That you can't be, that's not humanly possible.
Well, I told him he's only black, but his mama just happened to be white. I didn't want to hurt him. No, is that whole thing of me of that there are still these great differences. And what you were saying, Mark, I love the fact that on one side of me is an Armenian dude, and my other neighbor is Korean. I love that, and I love for my kid to go over there and have dinner. I love all that stuff. I celebrate.
Get that barbecue, that Korean barbecue.
Exactly.
This is actually, I'm glad you brought that up, but that's actually an important point. That's just a defining factor of who I am, because I grew up in a neighborhood just like Epcot Center. Same way. Wow. I had a Greek family, I had a Russian family, I had Indian, I had German, I had a black family down the street.
And Mickey Mouse
and Donald. And we would, that was my neighborhood. So there, I didn't see anything but a lot of love and a lot of fun and a lot of different good food at lunchtime.
I had Norwegians and Swedes. Germans and
you should stop,
Polish.
Man.
Many shades of white in that neighborhood.
Yeah. all gradations of beige.
That's another one of his books. The Many Shadows of White.
Many Shadows of White. There's cream. There's off-white.
Eggshell. Beige.
Mm-hmm. Well, actually, Cedric was doing, when we went into, y'all went into the Italian thing, you started doing like this accent and doing all the Italian characters. Now, that's not me at all. I mean, I'm nothing like that. I don't look like that. I don't even have dark
hair. Say your last name.
Until you put a horse head.
When you say your last name, you get real Italian.
Mark, not my friend Mark just said that.
Yeah. Not the horse head that's Mark. What? Shameful.
But he can say that.
On our show, he said that.
Mark's Italian. He can say all the racist Italian things.
Italian, black, Asian.
And we're glad he says them.
No, when I said my last name, I didn't go, yo, I'm Filippo Montoggio.
No, you got Italian, not American.
You went back to the motherland.
You were straight.
Thank
up.
You. See, now Jordan knows.
You're dripping.
But here's something
in
like that's interesting, because you make a good point. I think about even in the Italian American community, there's diversity, and in the black community, like all of us, no, I don't think any of us grew up in definitely not in the same town. Where everybody's in the cast of the black version is from a different state. So there's so much diversity.
Of mind.
A different state of mind. Yes, I'm glad you're following closely. But we're all from, there's so much diversity in the black community, and that's one of the things that annoys me the most about racism is when people think that black people are just one culture. Mm. And it's like, that couldn't be further from the truth, you know? Mm. Gary's from Georgia, I'm from Illinois, Cedric's from Minnesota, you know? So we all have different points of view, and that's what we enjoy doing when we do Blackout Television or Black Version, whatever it is we can bring in such different points of view for characters just because we all come from such diverse backgrounds.
Yeah, this is interesting. Thank you, Jordan, for saying that. Kai Hazelwood, our last week's guest. Beautiful black woman. She's a ballet dancer.
We don't know her. We don't all know each other. I don't know why.
That's a lie. That's a lie. We all know. We all know Kai.
She's at all the meetings. She's at all the meetings.
She's at every single
lovely, lovely, lovely woman.
Yeah.
She owes me $2. Yeah.
I have a bottle of her perfume that she
loves. That's just how she is, though.
What's that? Right. What's that called?
Her perfume?
Yeah.
Essence.
Essence of Kai? Essence of Black?
That's a lot of essence.
No, I'm sorry. You were saying?
Kai Hazelwood.
Because, you know, how many black people are in ballet? And she is. And she brings a whole, like if she was here, she'd bring a little bit of culture and class to the show.
Mm-hmm. And much needed. Much needed.
If she had a key fob.
Okay.
She could break in. She could break into
to Rick these studios.
Place.
She would bring a lot of class.
I could do this all
and
day.
And my $2. She better bring my $2.
I could do this all day with you guys, and it's funny because before stepping in here, I was shitting my pants. They're gonna eat me alive. These people are funny, and Mark, thank you for saying I champion improv, and I feel like I do through workshop, because I say that every moment is an improv. Like everything we've done here is improv, because we didn't know what this. You guys didn't even know me. You didn't think you wanted to know me, and now you love me.
It's true. Oh, yeah.
That was NLP. That's an old trick.
I just feel manipulated.
I'm just saying.
I feel manipulated, but I got to agree with
you. The answer is yes.
Oh, I love you guys. And I do. And Shadow, you know I love you, even though next time I call, I'm going to say I'm...
Dinner and a movie?
Yeah. but you know, and the improv that you guys do, look, my hat's off to you all and Shadow for doing this. I wish I could have met the rest of the cast. I got to meet Karen, and I look forward. What's that?
I guess it's me on my flute. Theme song.
The Irish needed to come in, or that's not Italian.
Oh.
Just some pan flute that I recorded earlier.
Amazing.
See, we're diverse.
They call him the man with the magic lips.
Yeah. I look forward to seeing you guys do a lot more of this and of everything else that you're doing, because I love what you're doing. Mark, thank you for all the good points that you brought up, and thank you for bringing your blackness out for this show.
See you at the next meeting, man.
Yeah. I want to thank Gary Anthony Williams.
Yeah, you're welcome.
That was a blast. And Cedric Yarbrough, thank you so much.
You're very
for
welcome.
Being
you are
Cedric.
Welcome.
I feel welcome.
Jordan Black,
thank you.
Oh, he got it. Yeah.
Shadow just hadn't gotten there yet.
No, Shadow's on it.
Very slow.
I want to thank Shadow Stevens.
Thank you so much. Please sit down.
Shadow, one request. How do you say your name?
Shadow.
Yeah.
Shadow.
I never knew.
And the person.
Or often called Shadow. When somebody says, "Is this your name, Shadow?"
Shadoe. Yeah. The person who hasn't said a word, but she actually was the one that brought us all together. Dorothy Donahue, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And with that, you've been listening to me, Filippo Voltaggio, on Life Changes with Filippo, here live from
Rick D's.
Ciao, everyone, and as your life changes, remember, we're all here for you.